Ty Kickey, good afternoon.
Hi Ray, good to see you again.
Good to see you. You're in the Dublin Fringe Festival with Gatman.
That's it.
Your one-man show, which is autobiographical, because you are a superhero called Gatman. And your nemesis
and I'm also an alcoholic. So.
Father Matthew. No, but you wrote the book Portrait of a Piss Artist as a Young Man.
Yeah.
And that was a very strong memoir. And this is not the play version, but inspired obviously by your life.
Yeah, they're both kind of vaguely autobiographical, I suppose. Well, actually, obviously the book is very autobiographical. Yeah. Otherwise, I get into trouble for saying that like none of that stuff's real.
Yeah.
But the play takes certain liberties, but the spirit of it, I think, is the same. And like some of the ideas I was trying to get across is the metamorphic effect of a young person drinking when they might be tailor-made for alcoholism and they feel a certain way that maybe their mates don't, you know. So I was really just trying to, because I think in Ireland, you know, and I feel like I've been banging on about this for a while, but I just feel like in Ireland we know all about alcohol, but we actually don't understand alcoholism at all.
Right. So you started drinking at what age?
15, 16, I think it was 15 and a half, 16, junior certain night.
Yeah, and in the play Gatman, that's where Gatman...
Yeah, so there's a guy called Murph who's a proxy for me, I suppose.
Yes.
And he's nervy and he's kind of insecure and he doesn't feel like he's a fighter like his brothers, and he's just usual Irish teenager. But what he didn't realise, I suppose, is that the effect it would have on him is not just ease the worries, but he'd have this effect where he feels like he's larger than life. He right. becomes a superhero in his mind. So it's kind of about the fantasy land of the kind of person in addiction. Just to create some sort of sense of understanding for why the addicted person behaves in a certain way, you know. So it's very hard to give up something if it makes you feel like a superhero.
Uh-huh.
That's my theory anyway.
And his nemesis in the play is Father Matthew.
Yeah.
Who was all about abstinence.
Yeah.
And he is painted as a baddie at the start.
Yeah, so he's the temperance priest in Cork, as you know, in Cork
yes.
City. He's come to life. And Gatman, of course, wants to keep Cork full of Gat. No one works. Everyone's drinking in the fountain.
So Gat is a vernacular for...
Gat's is kind of working class Cork for drink.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Some Cork people will dispute it, but I promise you it's
right,
a thing.
Right, so Father Matthew, he's trying to stop all the partying.
Yeah, get Cork sober again. Like.
Yes.
And Gatman's determined to keep the booze situation going. So they're like mortal enemies and they fight it out. That's all running alongside Murph, though. So it's kind of like a dual monologue. And Murph is telling us about this amazing love affair he's had with alcohol, but how it's kind of started to go sour. And now Junior Certain Night is well in the distance and he's just trying to see his son and his life is falling apart.
Uh-huh.
So he's trying to visit his son on a supervised visit with kind of,
okay.
you know. So
now,
the two monologues inform each other, like.
Okay, and you've done this already. It's got a great reaction. It's now part of Dublin Fringe Festival this Friday to September 10th.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if people go to the Fringe Festival, they'll get tickets there.
Yeah, fringefest.com, I think.
Fringefest.com. And you would like this to be in schools.
So yeah.
Will you tell me how it's educational? Because like people take from things what they want to take from things, and they might just walk away and go, I want to be Gatman.
Fair point.
Yeah.
I didn't set out certainly to make it for schools. Like I'd never think that way. Usually just an idea will
yes.
come and I'll throw it down on paper and then people will make of it what they will. The people who've seen it in Cork keep saying this would be great for transition years and maybe even first year art students to see. And why I don't think people will go, I just want to be Gatman, is because actually what the play reveals is that the idea of Gatman is just a fantasy land. It's a fantasy land. The reality of the drinker, whilst it is great fun at the start, and that's something that I'm honest about in the play, I don't think you'd ever reach young people if you lie to them, if you just say like drugs are bad. They see through it. The reality is substances are brilliant for a long time for the person in addiction. They save them constantly. You know, I've talked to people all the time who've had drug issues, and I've had alcohol issues. If you didn't have those substances early on, you mightn't still be here. The problem is they long-term don't work. They turn around on you, and they turn on you, I should say. And then you have to face the problems that made you drink all along. So the play doesn't glorify alcohol at all. It's just honest about it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, because I grapple with this as well, because I think young people have to learn, right? The problem with that is, like your situation, if you want to experiment with drink or whatever, and you have what they don't know if this exists, but let's, for want of a better phrase, an addictive personality,
the gene, like,
yeah.
That,
and so in a way, by telling people that it is a great thing, you might be turning them on to something that they may not be able to give up in the long run.
Well, I'm not saying it's a great thing. I'm saying when you're full of trauma, which I think most Irish people are, whether it's intergenerational or it's direct trauma, you feel insecure and your mental health is not good. There's a time and a place where this substance actually helps. I'm not saying go out and take the substance.
Yeah.
But I have been lucky enough to speak to teenagers on this topic, and you don't reach them if you say drinking drugs are bad, never pick them up, don't ever do anything, because a lot of them are already drinking.
Yes.
That's the reality. Like the first time
finger pointing doesn't work.
No. But I think if you know, if somebody had said to me when I was in school, be careful with drugs because they really badly affect your mental health, I would have listened.
Okay.
But all they ever said is be careful with drugs.
The other thing, of course, is societal pressure and societal norms.
Mm.
And monkeys see, monkeys do. That's a bigger issue, I think, that if we in Ireland have a real serious conversation about our attitude to drink.
Exactly. And to say that it's, as you say, it's a societal thing. It's a family thing as well. Do you know, I find whether it's the alcoholic or the drug addict, you're always treated as if you're after doing wrong. You're the aberration and you need to go and get yourself clean, which is a word I hate. Go and get yourself sorted and come back into society, as opposed, why are we all drinking our heads off?
Yes.
Why is every sporting event and every festival full of drink advertising? Why is the family occasion founded on getting drunk? You know, we never look at that. Like, you know, it's always the individual.
Why do you think we don't?
I think we've still got a very punitive society here, like, and it's very much like you've acted out, you're morally questionable, you go and sort yourself out and then you can come back into the circle of love. Whereas, like, the trauma expert, Gabor Maté, his whole thing is, let's look at why the person's drinking, and then we need to look at the family and we need to look at the trauma and we need to look at society. And I think that makes the person who's in trouble feel less like they've let everyone down, that we're all trying to fix things together. I know that sounds a bit utopian, but nobody just starts drinking their head off and getting into loads of trouble out of nothing, out of a cipher. Mm. I mean, I don't know anybody in addiction, and I'm lucky enough to spend a lot of time with people in recovery. I don't know anyone who wasn't originally traumatised by something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anyone who's like, I'm just going to drink my head off and I hate my family. No one's like that.
Well,
like,
that statistic, and nobody has contradicted it, and I've thrown it out a good few times, that over 70% of addicts have had some sort of trauma in their lives that they know of.
Exactly. You know?
So there's a strong basis for that.
Yeah.
So we need to tackle that.
Yes.
As opposed
to... this chat has ended up being very serious, which I love, but I just want to let people know that the play is actually very funny as well. Like, the first 20 minutes, you'll be laughing your head off.
Yeah, no. But I think that's why it's so important, because you're getting a very serious message across in a very funny way.
Yeah.
And that's, that has a place as well. So it's Gatman. And you have your outfit, your superhero outfit. Yes.
Yeah.
And even the fact that Gatman takes on Father Matthew is, that's intriguing in itself.
Yes.
And it's part of the Dublin Fringe Festival. And it starts from this Friday to September 10th. And it's the work of Ty Kickey, who we're talking to now.
And it certainly doesn't glamorise it either, I would say that.
Yes.
It's the warts and all, actually, of alcoholism. So it's from the glamour to the gutter.
Yes.
It's the full gamut. So it's certainly not glamorising. I didn't find it glamorous.
From a man who knows.
Exactly. Yeah. I had great times, but it certainly wasn't glamorous towards the end. Yeah. And that's all in there.
And coincidentally, this is Recovery Month.
Yes. Yes. Actually,
now,
just
if you're around, I don't know if you run, but there's a recovery run on Saturday morning. We're running from Ballymun to Crumlin. It's half marathon. You're welcome to join us.
What time?
It's 9:30 and we're finished at lunchtime.
Okay.
Austin and the lads and myself, and it's a great run, and we visit addiction centres along the way. The recovery run.
I can't believe that now. That's lovely. I've been asked on a date with Ray, as far as I'm concerned.
Not a date.
On a recovery
run.
Date.
Ty, thanks so much. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, buddy. Thank you.
Sarah and Cormac are on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3:00. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.